Hello and welcome to episode 27 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis with something you think you may know, but what I have to say just might surprise you. As a good salesperson, you may have become skilled at asking questions that guide the prospect to your solution, but you may be losing deals that could have been made, or you could be closing a deal that is for less revenue than it could be. Salespeople, I'm one of you, so don't discount this discussion until you hear what I have to say. It's based on years of research that proves that it can make a big difference in your wallet. Good questions are part of developing relationships based on mutual trust and respect. Developing what Edgar Schein calls humble inquiry is not a new process to replace your current sales process, and it isn't a program to change your sales personality. It's a way of enhancing your sales process, including your CRM program, to help you make your prospect into solution partners. Asking the right questions at the right time with the right attitude are keys to building a partnership. I've trained thousands of sales reps over the years and found sales reps typically ask questions to which they know the answer or form a direct path to their solution. But you'll learn so much more and you will build trust if you're curious and you're willing to ask questions to which you don't know the answer. Sales is a profession that is interdependent on prospects, customers, and coworkers. To obtain the best positive outcome, you must have trust and a positive relationship with everyone with whom you work. We salespeople depend on our prospects and customers for information, support, and cooperation to achieve the goal of solving their problem. But we salespeople are also dependent on our coworkers, such as technicians, customer service, finance, shipping, or delivery for a successful sale. It's critical to your success to not only ask good questions, but also to do more listening and acknowledging. Good questions empower the buyer to provide more in-depth information and insight into their issues and desires. It also allows you to position yourself in the right step in the sales process. As I've mentioned in previous podcasts and blog posts, there's a wealth of information on the internet. Just ask Alexa or search on Google to find something about your topic. An article in the 2015 Forbes magazine stated that data is growing faster than ever before. And by the year 2020, about 1.7 megabytes of new information will be created every second for every human being on the planet. That is a mind-boggling fact. As a result, your buyers are more knowledgeable. In the past, your job was to educate the buyer. Now you must get in step with the buyer and work to create a relationship in which you are solution partners. A relationship with your prospect or customer must be balanced and equitable. The buyer must sense that you respect their knowledge. We salespeople are not alone in wanting to feel in control of conversations. It's part of the Western culture to tell rather than to ask. So we find it especially difficult to ask questions to which we don't know the answer. However, these questions can provide all kinds of wonderful information and build solid relationships. Trusting conversations are an exchange of information. That is true of conversations with coworkers and with your prospects and customers. I learned so much about the value of the products I sold by asking good questions of the technicians that installed and serviced my products. And other sales reps gave me great tips and advice when I asked good questions. People buy from people they trust. Therefore, if a salesperson sells something the buyer doesn't need or provides wrong information, the buyer won't do business with him in the future. That's why it's critical to ask great questions. They not only build trust and move you forward in the sales cycle, but they help you to learn and appreciate new things and to think creatively. So be curious and ask questions, not just enough to propose a product, but to learn more about the prospect and their situation. Don't think you can fake curiosity when asking questions. Your body language and expressions will give you away. They are stronger communicators of intent than the words you say. Building trust is the objective as it leads to the sale. So by now you're wondering, Phil, what is a good question and what is a bad question? So let's start with the discussion of what is a good question. Good questions are open-ended questions. They allow the person to expand their response. In my sales training classes, I always said, invite the W family and their cousin Hal to the conversation. By that I meant, ask questions that begin with the W, such as who, what, where, when, why, and of course how. These questions are diagnostic and they help you get to the prospect's objective. I suggest that you begin with broad open-ended questions, such as, what is your view of the current situation? Some customers will open up and provide a wealth of information, but it's not usually that easy. Some customers are not willing to share much information until trust begins to develop.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
You can show interest leading to trust by asking specific open-ended questions, such as, where has the current process in this area fallen short? How is the current process impacting your ability to make on-time deliveries? Another type of question is the feelings and reaction questions. These questions will give you insight into the prospect's willingness and apprehensions regarding making a change. Make a note of their responses and they will help you craft your solution proposition. Be careful here not to push too hard as you don't want to go deeper than the customer is willing to go. The level to which they're willing to reveal their feelings depends upon the level you've achieved in your relationship and the trust that you've earned. Good questions also include those that reveal the prospect's motivation for having the conversation or making the change. You can ask, why are you trying to make this change? What do you think is causing this problem? What changes in the industry are causing you to want to implement this type of a solution? Questions about what they've tried or what they're thinking about trying will reveal their past experiences and their plans. These questions are great for helping you position yourself at the right step in the sales cycle. They help you understand the culture and uncover the prospect's thought processes. The information gained with those questions can help you position your solution as well as your approach to the delivery of it. In many sales, there are multiple people involved in the agreement to make a purchase. For example, finance, IT, admin, HR, and operations. Diagnostic questions can help you understand the total solution and the other people involved. Questions like, what ROI do you think finance is looking for? Or, what will HR need to know about the training? Or perhaps, what do you think Bob and operations will think about the transition activities during the changeover? True, you can get Bob's opinion, but another view from, say, your contact in IT or administration will give you another perspective to get the total picture of the situation and the relationships. Some people believe in confrontational questions to make the prospect look at the situation from a different angle. However, I find these questions can only be helpful if you have indeed built a strong enough relationship and developed enough trust to venture into this area. Otherwise, these questions can arouse resistance and the prospect can become defensive if there's not the right level of trust. So now, what are some bad questions? Questions build on assumptions about the prospect and his company. These can cause things to go down the wrong track or can end a conversation. Don't assume. You know what people say that does. Instead, ask good questions to test your understanding and validate information. Questions about things you should already know from your pre-call planning and research frustrate the customer. He will consider them a waste of his time and will also think you did not respect him enough to do some investigation and planning prior to your conversation. Rhetorical questions that tell rather than ask can also be problematic. Our Western culture is all about one person winning and one-upmanship, but a conversation with a prospect is not about that. It's about creating a relationship that builds trust and leads to not only a sale, but also to future business and referrals. Finally, questions that underestimate the buyer's knowledge are bad questions. You may know your product and your company as well as other topics, but the customer knows her business and may have done a lot of research on the situation before agreeing to a meeting with you. So don't ask questions that infer the customer isn't knowledgeable. Although you want to streamline your sales process, it's essential to slow down and note what information you need before you open that gate that leads to the next step in the sales process. Make a list of the information you need and then craft questions designed to uncover that information. When you ask good questions, the prospect will expand and provide more useful information. As you develop a relationship and you build trust, the prospect will become a solution partner. Then the prospect becomes a customer owning and supporting the success of the solution. Developing your skill at asking good questions takes some time, and it can cause you to feel uncomfortable and experience some anxiety. But it has a payoff in developing and closing sales faster in the future, as well as creating opportunities for future business and for referrals. We learn and develop our skills in four stages. First, you're unconsciously incompetent. You don't know what you don't know. Then you become aware of the need for improvement. You are consciously incompetent. As you develop the skill, you become consciously competent. That means you think about what you're going to do or say in planning and execution. Finally, your performance becomes automatic and you are unconsciously competent. Practice, support, and coaching are beneficial in developing a new skill. If you have a manager, a mentor, or a friend who can help, you'll progress very quickly. Also, webinars or classes that include practice are very beneficial. The challenge with this information is to evaluate your situations and the quality of your questions. So, where are you in the process of developing and asking good questions to build strong relationships and trust? Research shows anything of value is worth the time and effort. I am confident you will benefit from developing good questions and making your customers into solution partners. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my business partner, producer, and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I do appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or suggest a topic to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Just look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook, Storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success, as well as some lean checklists. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog post. Watch for our free mini course on lean coming soon. As I said, it's absolutely free and it's filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.